This is the English program with me, Steve. Audio Boo, presenting or whatever, hosting our program, whatever. Not quite sure of the technical jargon, but basically, if you're listening to this little podcast, then you're probably doing so via Audio Boo or our History of Britain podcast on iTunes. Thank you for listening. Next on the program, we have a little tiny pop quiz. Okay, I'm just looking for a pen. Here we go. I've got my questions here, but very importantly, I do have to make sure I tick them off. So on tomorrow's pop quiz, I don't give you the same questions because I understand sometimes I do that. Don't I, Pilar? Yes. I'm counting on you, Pilar, to remind me of the questions I've done. Okay, question one. What was the title of the album of oldies that was recorded by David Bowie in 1973? Okay. The next one. Who had the 1978 hit song You're In My Heart, the final acclaim? That's question number two there. The next question is, what was the name of Jefferson Airplane's first album? That's question three there. Question four, which drummer recorded a solo album? It was called Face Value. And the final question, let's have a look here. What was the name of Queen's 1975 LP? That's your five questions there. The answers in just a second. Okay, here are the answers to the questions. Let's see how well you did. What was the title of the album of oldies recorded by David Bowie in 1973? It was Pinups. The second question, who had the 1978 hit You're In My Heart, the final acclaim? It was Rod Stewart. Next question, what was the name of Jefferson Airplane's first album? Jefferson Airplane Takes Off. It's quite a original way to play with words there, I think. What was the... Which drummer recorded a solo album called Face Value? It was Phil Collins. And finally, the Queen's 1975 LP was A Night at the Opera. So, well done to you if you got all the questions right. Your comments on our little podcasts can be sent to Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com. We have a blog on the internet. It's englishradio.blogspot.com. And we also have a Twitter. You can follow us there. Every time you do a new episode of something, it appears there instantaneously. It's magic, quite frankly. There's no other word to explain. My feelings on the issue. Our address for that is twitter.com/englishradio. Thank you for listening. We're going to try and do, if we possibly can, maybe not every day, but as often as possible, we're going to try to almost do a little pop quiz every day, because I do realise a lot of our listeners love music. And sometimes you are sort of willing to do a trade-off. You'll listen to me blabbering on for 5 minutes if I include something related to pop music in the 5 minutes. I do appreciate that. Okay, more from the pop quiz tomorrow.